Elon Musk, the billionaire, owner of the CEO of the Tesla Corporation, of course, the electric car firm. Well, he's apparently under a federal investigation in relation to his $44 billion takeover or proposed takeover of a Twitter. And that is according to the social media company itself in a filing they made to the SEC, the US regulator. It was made public on Thursday, being reported across the financial papers this evening. We're joined now by Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com. Fevzi, thanks for staying up very late for us. Really interesting developments. Just what do you make of this story?
Well, I mean, we know that the complaints, the SEC raised complaints and questions at the very least as far back as April, when Elon Musk disclosed on the 4th of April that he'd already acquired some 9% of Twitter before it was known that he was seeking to buy the whole of Twitter or a controlling interest. They said at the time that that was a week later than regulations allowed, and that he'd used a form of filing that was typically reserved for passive investors. And the implication of that was that he kept it, you know, the allegation, I suppose, behind that is that he might have kept things quiet to keep the price low whilst he was buying up the shares, because once it was known that he was buying shares, then the share price went up. And the on-again, off-again nature has of the deal, it's quite bizarre. It has already led to not just Twitter suing him to force him to buy, but investors in Twitter suing him, saying that he's, you know, their
wrecking the share price, damaging their investment. Right. I mean, that's what I find, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners find difficult, Fevzi, and you follow this a lot more closely than all of us do, but it's hard to know sometimes whether these are big steps forward and big movements in the story, and what's happening and what may or may not happen in terms of Mr. Musk taking over or not, and which ones are incremental. How significant do you think today is?
I'm not surprised that if he is being investigated, because, you know, there have been complaints about his conduct throughout this. And as I say, it's already resulted in lawsuits. So it's not surprising. It was most interesting. I suppose the development that was most interesting to me was a few days ago when he made an offer, a conditional offer, to buy it at the original offer price of, you know, stock valuation of $44 billion. And that really didn't make sense, because he'd spent the last few months saying that, you know, it wasn't worth that. And, you know, they had all these bots on the thing and so forth. And it was very interesting to me, the timing of that statement that he made, because he was about this week, he was due to be deposed in the court action relating to trying to force him to buy it.
Yeah.
And now that's been delayed, and the hearing has been delayed. So, you know,
yeah, it sounds like the court is sort of running out of time in terms of when they will hear that too, aren't they? Also running out of patience in terms of those delays. But I'm sure, Fevzi, we'll get you back on when that does come around again. Fevzi Turkalp, editor of GadgetDetective.com, thanks for bringing us up to speed on that, and also taking the call at short notice from us.